USA Radio News.
The man accused of walking into the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland, and killing five people was charged today with five counts of murder. He's being held with no bond. President Trump addressed a tragedy which happened only 40 miles from the White House.
This attack shocked the conscience of our nation and filled our hearts with grief. Journalists, like all Americans, should be free from the fear of being violently attacked while doing their job.
Wendy Winters is one of the victims. Today, her daughter, Winter, spoke about her mom.
She loved her job, and she loved what she did, and she loved to tell stories. And this is far too soon to lose my mother.
Record heat expected all across the United States this weekend, so stay safe and hydrate. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
America's northern neighbor will be working new tariffs on U.S. goods into a national celebration this weekend, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Canada says it will retaliate against the president's tariffs on its national birthday, which is this Sunday. Bloomberg saying Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will mark the nation's 151st birthday by announcing the tariffs on over $14 billion worth of U.S. imports. The tariffs are a response to the recent American tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum. Trudeau will lead Canada Day festivities on Sunday by visiting a steel mill in Saskatchewan and talking with its workers. The Canadian tariffs on American goods are expected to hit whiskey, mustard, toilet paper, washing machines, and motorboats, among other things.
In an interview with The Guardian, Hillary Clinton scoffed at calls for civility in an increasingly tense political climate, saying there's nothing more uncivil and cruel than President Trump's immigration policies. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Civility in Washington, D.C. seems to be a lost art these days. People on the left attacking people on the right attacking people on the left as well, using social media to make these attacks. The president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, joined Fox Business to talk about how she handles being criticized and the civility or lack thereof that we sometimes see.
For me, I never allow myself to forget the extraordinary privilege that I have to serve this country. And I try to stay focused on that and on executing and on the long term and try and maintain my focus on my personal signal. So I have chosen and I made a conscientious decision a long time ago that I was not going to get into the fray. And that means that I'll absorb the body blows that come my way. But it is important to me to focus on the task at hand, which is serving the American people and using this moment in my life to advance an agenda that I deeply believe in and feel very fortunate to be able to work on. Tax reform is an exact example of that. So while it ended up being partisan, it wasn't for lack of effort. We met with countless Democrat lawmakers. I had them to my home and visited them in their offices. But there are many bipartisan things we are working on across government. Perkins CT is an example.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.